Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, July 13, 2009, Board Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. This call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. To begin and to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, an original Millionaire Club member and the leader of our More Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you there, Mr. Moore?
Randy, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You know, Randy, before we even start the call, I want to just congratulate you and Jeremy again for bringing in 26 brand-new associate agreements today. Things a great job. Appreciate everything you do, and you're doing a great job. You know, Randy, this next speaker is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, this guy, I don't know, it ought to be a law against being this good. I think we're going to have to at least pass one in Oklahoma. This guy's just too good. One thing I like to say about him, Randy, he's a fine Christian gentleman. He's a family man. And those things all come to me. As you know, I always believe God first, family second, and then prepaid third. This guy's a Millionaire Club member. He's a member of the corporate marketing team. He's a Platinum 3 jacket earner. And I used to say he's a $500,000 ring earner, but I'm not sure. I know he makes over $700,000 now. Maybe he's
only $940,000 last year.
Pardon me. Okay. Let's say $1 million a year earner. Absolutely surpasses anything ever anyone could ever dream or hope for. A man among men, a man that anyone can stand up and be glad to count friend, Mr. Darnell Seth.
Wow, I appreciate that, Mr. Moore. I appreciate you and Randy Moore for hosting this call and inviting me on the call. And it's exciting. It's humbling to be in this position and to know that you know, God trusts me to be an example to share with other people the same success that they have the potential to have in their lives as well. So, again, I want to thank you all for the invitation. And, wow, with
my friend Ramil, we feel honored that you would come on a call, and we do respect you and we appreciate you. And if anybody that knows me knows that I tell it like it is.
Yes, sir, and I know that. Well, with 26 agreements coming in, I don't know if I'm the right guest speaker for you or not, but I appreciate it either way. And I'll just share with you a few things that that really helped me out in my journey with this wonderful, the best opportunity in North America, prepaid legal services. And when I first got started, I really needed to increase my vision, increase my belief level, because one of the things that hold us back from our success is our own self-contrived barriers, our self-imposed barriers, if you will. That means that, you know, we come up with things that hold us back. You know, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm this ethnicity, I'm this gender, I'm this, you know, I'm not good at sales, I'm an introvert, I'm shy, I don't know anybody. I mean, you name it, it's all the things we say. You know, we speak these things into our lives, and all of a sudden, we're right. We're right because we call those things to be. And so one of the things that really helped me out in the beginning was to get around people that stretched my vision, get around people that put me in a position where I was forced to be uncomfortable. I was forced to think bigger, you know, because I had dwarfed goals. I thought, well, maybe I'll just, you know, I was that type of guy. You know, I'll just do this. And it was just, I'll just pay my bills. If I could just pay my bills. And sometimes that's all we get is because that's what we ask for. And so it wasn't until I started being around, getting in an environment of people that believed in abundance, not scarcity. They believed that, you know, you can have as much as you like. If another man has it, then why not you? And all of a sudden, I started to think that way. Well, you know, hey, look, they make this car for somebody. They make this home for somebody. You know, if this person can have time freedom, then why not me? And I started to feel guilty because once I realized that certain people did have that time freedom with their family, and I started feeling bad. Before, I didn't feel bad because I didn't know any better. I just thought that everybody missed their kids' class trips. I thought that everybody missed out on events, you know, sporting events for their kids and grandkids and nieces and nephews and such. And so, you know, I just felt like, oh, well, I have to work. You know, I'm going to miss this birthday. But then when I got around folks that said, no, they actually make birthdays. They make class trips, and they're around their kids and grandkids and the family that they love. And that's when I started feeling uncomfortable. That's when I started feeling like, you know, a failure as a man, as a husband, as a father, and said, you know, I can't live this way for the rest of my life. I've got to change this, if not just for myself, for the next generation. And so that's when I really started to turn it up. And I realized that, you know, I do want those things. I started to believe that I could achieve those things. And the value from going to a big event is that you get to hear those testimonies. And so as I started to hear from people that have achieved that success, I said, well, you know, if they did it, then I can too. If they did it and they don't even have a GED and I went to college, then why not me? And then I took people there who had a GED, but they learned, they heard from folks who had a third grade education and said, well, if I have a GED and they got a third grade education, then why not me? So the first thing was the belief level. So I increased my belief level. I increased my vision that I could achieve more. The second thing was that I stayed enrolled in the system. I stayed enrolled in the system. What does that mean? That means that, you know, I just didn't go to a weekly presentation and then that was it. You know, I went to a weekly presentation, and then the person that that was sharing with me the opportunity and the value said, hey, what are you doing on Thursday? You know, I've got a presentation. Welcome to Ride With Me. And so right away, I was enrolled. My point is they were inoculating me, because if I wouldn't have gone out that Tuesday and then that Thursday, perhaps I would have talked to someone negative by Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. And at that time, you know, I may have thought, you know, I may have second-guessed myself, second-guessed the company, second-guessed the people that were leading me. But he didn't give me a chance to do that because, again, he put me into an additional exposure right away. And he said, well, after that event, he said, well, you know, what are you doing Saturday? And at the time, I was already doing some other things, but he said, look, you know, what time is that? And so I told him what time it was, and he said, well, can you make it to some of it? You know, just come on out, and I want to introduce you to a few people. My point is that he continued to drip on me over and over and over again. You know that sometimes we need that in order to increase our belief level. That's why when folks get started, you know, I say, well, when's the next training? Let's get you there. And then if there's a Super Saturday training coming up behind that, we'll get you there. If there's a group training, we'll get you there. If it's a national convention, we'll get you there. So whatever the next event is, you want to get folks to that event. And from that event, right away promote the very next event. You don't want to let folks go to an event and then not know what's coming up next. Okay, you always want folks to know what's coming up next. So after the weekly briefing, already think, you know, think in your mind, okay, what am I going to promote? At the end, when I'm circled up with my associates, with my team members, with my prospects, I've got to be ready to promote something else. And so I think that sometimes folks, get, you know, they come out to a private business reception or they go out to a weekly presentation, and that's it. It's like, all right, well, we'll talk soon. And, you know, you may not ever talk to that person again. It happens often where that person's excited, they leave, and for whatever reason, you never hear from them again. But there was no other opportunity for them. There was no other event that was promoted. We didn't lock them in. We didn't purchase a ticket for them for the next Super Saturday event or whatever that event was. So that was the next thing that happened for me. You know, I enrolled into the system right away. I was in many trainings as I could be right away. I was on conference calls just like this conference call. And, you know, we can't really negate or take for granted the power of a conference call like this. So even this is enrolling someone into the system. So let's say you had a presentation on Saturday and you knew this conference call is coming on Monday, then you could promote this conference call as the next event. You say, listen, on Monday night, you don't want to miss this event. So now, again, you've got folks enrolled in the system. When I first got started, Brian Carruthers had conference calls. It was my sponsor. He had conference calls on Mondays and Thursdays. So, of course, I wasn't speaking on those conference calls, but I was on the conference call listening in. And so I couldn't wait to the next conference call because I got on the conference call with, you know, with an expectation of learning something, with getting something to take my business to the next level, because I knew I would hear from folks who'd gone before me. I could learn from their mistakes and avoid some of my mistakes that I could possibly make, would possibly make, and then I could learn from their success so I could simply duplicate that success. So, again, the conference calls are even a part of the system. So training was the next thing that I did. And then lastly, and you can't, you know, this is one that I think that sometimes folks avoid because, you know, we like to travel the path of least resistance. And so, you know, going to trainings, there's not much rejection there. I mean, no, the speaker's not going to reject you there. Your team member's not going to reject you there. You know, getting around positive people, which is the first thing I mentioned, it was your belief level. There's no rejection there. You can read books, listen to tapes. You'll get around folks that encourage you. There's no rejection there. But the rejection comes on this step here, which was just simply activity. It was simply activity. You know, when I got started, we didn't talk about the 10 core commitments. No one trained on the 10 core commitments, so I didn't know any better. All I knew was that they told me I had to go out and do 10 a day. I didn't know about two a day, so I did 10 a day because that's all I knew. And so, you know, it's amazing that you could do whatever you need to do in order to accomplish a particular goal. But when you set certain, when someone sets certain parameters, then you only step up to that plate. That's it. And so, you know, when it came to the two a day, I said, oh, it's a good deal. Only two a day. Wow, that's great. But when I was going for the six figure ring, which we did 90 something thousand our first year, it's because I was doing 10 a day. That's all I knew, though. All I knew was 10 a day. They said, listen, we don't care if they say yes. We don't care if they say no. We don't care if they say maybe. We need to do 10 a day. And then once you do the 10 a day for a month, you're going to have a lot of people to follow up with. And I did. So I had no opportunity, no time to wait on people to get started. I didn't have to chase people. Why? If you weren't ready right now, I had dozens of other people I needed to follow up with. So imagine if you're exposing hundreds of people, you don't have an opportunity to keep calling your brother-in-law or to keep calling your coworker. And that's what happens to most new people. They keep calling the same three people because they only have a few exposures out there. But when you've got multiple exposures out there, you don't have time. But all of a sudden, you've got a built-in sense of urgency, a fear of loss. Immediately, transferred into your prospects because they start to think, man, this guy doesn't even care if I get started right now. Well, I do, but I can't wait on you. And that's how it came across. And those are the things that we did to become successful in prepay legal. So activity was key. And then guess what? Once we exposed the folks with tools and third party, we put them right into the same system I went over in the beginning, which is, of course, put them in an environment where they can increase their belief level. Okay, so we put them around people that believed in them. People said things like, oh, man, we can't wait to see you get your first check. We can't wait to see you go up front. We can't wait to hear your testimony at the next level. And so when folks hear that enough, they start thinking, man, maybe I can do this. But if they're not hearing that, they're not hearing the praises from us. They're only hearing you have to have a PBR. You have to make out your list. And there's no encouragement. There's no speaking into their life, a place that they're currently not in. In other words, if we're not saying, I can't wait to see you at the manager position, I can't wait for us to have this conversation a year from now, and you're at the executive director position or a six-figure ring position, if no one's speaking the future into them, they're only looking into their past. They're only looking into their present. And unfortunately, nowadays, a lot of folks don't have a pretty present and may not have a pretty past. And so it's up to us to say, I can't wait until the end of the summer for us to have this conversation again. I can't wait until 2010. And we think back to what it was like when you first got started in July. But it's up to us as the leadership to influence people that way. That's what leadership is. It's influence. We have people that think things and do things they otherwise wouldn't do or think without us in their lives. And so, again, this business can be so simple if we keep it simple. And you all know that. I mean, the success of the More Success Team is just unbelievable. And, you know, reading you all's story and the successful home magazines and the profile of success, I would use that story because there aren't many stories like this in the industry. Generational, I mean, let's look at the, you know, professional sporting teams. You know, you find folks that teach their sons how to play basketball, how to teach their daughters how to play tennis. I mean, on and on and on and on. But how many of the son and father and son relationships, the mother-daughter relationships and so on, end up being all successful, end up all making it to the Super Bowl, end up all making it to the championship? Not many, right? And it's the same thing here in this industry. I don't know many grandfather, father-son success stories in our industry, but we have that. So share that story. You've got to be able to share that story because most companies aren't around long enough to have even a father-son story, nonetheless a grandfather-father-son story. So, again, we're just really excited about using your story, and I think that sometimes, you know, we don't use the stories that are most available to us. I know that within my organization, they probably don't use our story as much as they should. But we probably use you all's story more than some of the folks who are on the More Success Team. So make sure that you all use that story. It is truly a blessing to have the associations that we have with you all. And, you know, I look at us as family, and it's just great to us to have that type of fellowship and relationship with folks within a business environment. So, again, I appreciate the invitation and being on the call. Hopefully, you know, I was able to share something today, the same information that's been shared with me and poured into my life over the past few years in prepaid legal that we just continue to share over and over and over again. You know, the same story over and over because it is the story that that has worked for us, that is duplicated throughout our organization. So, again, appreciate you all. May God continue to bless you all. I look forward to seeing you all in Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't hesitate. Don't procrastinate. Make sure you get registered right away. That is the event that can propel your business to the next level. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Moore. Appreciate you having me on the call.
You know, Darnell, we sincerely mean that we think you're an inspiration to everyone, and sincerely thank you for being our friend. Thank you for being on tonight. If we can ever be of service to you, be on your call whatsoever. You know, I got to be on Danny Katoa's right away. We're always glad to return the favor, and thank you one more time, my friend, and God bless you and your family.
Not a problem. I'm going to take you up on that favor as well, so I appreciate you suggesting that.
Thank you.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Randy?
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
All right. Now can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. I apologize for that. I want to thank Mr. Self and, of course, his wife, Tracy. They did an awesome job. Now I want to go to the state of Florida and to Gold Executive Director, $100,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member. You know, she's a National Group Trainer of the Year for 3 years in a row. She's a member of the Elite Legends panel of Prepaid Legal. She's been on our team actually for 24 years. None other than Miss Yvette Mayo. Are you on, Yvette?
Yes, I am, Randy, and very excited to be on.
Well, we're excited to have you, Yvette. You know, you're just a joy to have with all the years of experience that you have and you bring to our team. But you've got somebody that you're sort of proud about, and I would like for you to introduce them tonight.
I sure will, and I am very proud of this gentleman. He's been on our team for quite a while, and, you know, he's what I call a well-rounded associate, and by that I mean he does all parts of the business. He does group, and he does group very well, and he recruits at the same time, and he set a record, and I'm very proud of him for doing that, but I'm going to let him tell you all about it. From Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Mr. Hayden Marshall.
Hi, Mr. Moore and Randy.
Hayden, before you even start your speech tonight, I want everybody on the call to hear that I owe Hayden an apology. I was actually supposed to have Hayden on last week, sat right here and goofballed off and didn't announce it. Hayden, I hope you will accept my humble apology because we certainly feel very strong that you're a strong part of the Moore Success team. We thank you for being on. And again, sir, I'm sorry and my apology. I hope you will accept. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Mr. Moore, I accept your apology. I know you mean it from your heart. I actually received something today, and I got a call from Ms. Deaton this morning, and I thank you very much. I really appreciate the Moore Success team. You all have been so good to your downline that I know when I met Ms. Mayo about seven years ago, we call her coach because that's the kind of attitude she has towards her downline. And everything has been so well done within this Moore Success team that I feel so proud to be a part of it. Well, as Ms. Mayo was saying, last week, well, I should have been on the call because the week before I had 8 recruits. Actually, it should have been 9. Only one came on, was recognized in the middle of the week, that week. But I was able to do that. And what I used that particular period of time, and which I'm still doing right now, is the sizzle call. There was an email that went out that is a special call for educators. That was with Mr. O'Coin and his wife, and also included Mr. Chip Humphreys from Florida. And I used that with some folks that I had already written up as associate, as members. And I went around and I called some of them. I was able to get them in some meetings, and I was able to get some of them to recruit. I spoke to about 20 of them. Also, the 28 of them signed up. And then, are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just a lightning strike. I'm sorry.
Yes, okay. We can hear you loud and clear, sir.
Okay. And even today, I have a call, in fact, on Friday. I had a call late Friday evening of 2 persons who I had spoken to who were so excited because I asked them to go to the meeting last Thursday, and they were so excited. They called me. I was in a church service, actually, on Thursday night, so they called me again Friday morning. And I met with them today, and I drew out an outline, took the chart, and showed them how to progress along the system that we have. And by Friday, these two men will have their license and ready to roll because they're excited about the prepaid legal opportunity. They've seen what they can do. Mr. Mark Brown was the guest speaker last week at our local meeting down here, and they came away really impressed about the possibility of changing their lives and the lives of their children. So I thank you all for what you've been doing for us down here in South Florida. Thank you very much for the encouragement. It's my pleasure to be here tonight.
Thank you, Hayden, for being on. We appreciate it very, very much. I'm sure Randy has something to say.
Well, Mr. Marshall, it's always a pleasure to hear you and see you in person when we get the chance. I look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Again, thank you and congratulations on such a great recruiting job. Continue to listen to Coach, because she will not lead you astray. She's a
That's
wonderful
right.
lady, and she's done a great job for us.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for being on the call. And thank you, Ms. Yvette Mayo, for being on the call.
You're welcome, yeah. Randy.
And look forward to hearing you as a guest speaker in the near future, okay?
Yes.
All right. Now it's my pleasure to go out to the state of Arizona and to Platinum 3 Executive Director, $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Tony Hughes. Are you on the call, Mr. Hughes?
I'm here.
Tony, I know you have been you've been hot after it. I mean, I know you've been excited a lot in this business, but I have never seen you more excited than you have been lately with one of your new recruits. And I know you're going to tell us and fill us in, but I mean, I'm excited to see you excited like this.
Well, I haven't been this excited since the first month or two of my business, Randy. And the reason I'm excited is because, you know, my prayers were answered. The gentleman that I'm going to introduce to everybody here in just a moment literally comes to me through prayer and to our team through prayer, and we're very grateful that our Heavenly Father still answers our prayers. Not sure sometimes we're worthy of it, but, you know, we talk a lot about leaders. We talk about leadership, but we don't talk about leaders of leaders, and I really feel like the gentleman that you're all going to hear from here in just a minute, I hope he's on, is a leader of leaders. He's not just a leader, but he's a leader of leaders. And we brought him on board. I tried to recruit him 9.5 years ago, and it just wasn't the right time. He'll tell his story. But when we were in the Dominican Republic, he contacted me through Facebook. And we got connected when we got back to Arizona. And he came on board. And June 29th, he started his business. And within 12 business days, he hit director with prepaid legal through recruiting. It's just unbelievable what's happening. He's already got, I think, over 23 associates on his team right now, and we're very excited. We flipped through a lot of cards in the deck, and it's been a long time since we found an ace, but we definitely have an ace on our team. He's not just going to be helpful to our organization, to Mrs. Hughes and myself, but he's going to be just incredibly helpful and inspirational, motivational to the entire More Success team when everybody gets to know him a little bit better. But I'd like to just turn the call over to the newest director of Prepaid Legal Services and an associate that's only been with us for 2 weeks, Mr. Lane Vance from Las Vegas, Nevada. Mr. Vance, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Hughes. And Mr. Moore, thank you so much for having me on your call. I really appreciate it. And I'll tell everybody that prayer thing that Mr. Hughes just shared with you, that's a two-way street, because my prayers have been answered in many ways also. My background, I've just done a lot of different kinds of businesses over the years, and I've had some tremendous successes and a few crash and burns. The thing that really kind of got me interested was just at the end of a real estate cycle in Las Vegas, I thought there's got to be a better way. And I recalled hearing Tony Hughes say that about 11 years ago when he was first getting serious about network marketing. And I just got the idea, let's call it the inspiration, I've got to track Tony Hughes down. And he and I had run into each other in an airport maybe 3-4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, and he had given me a website where I could see some different things, and I looked and saw beautiful Marcia's wife and their kids and so forth. And I wasn't quite sure, and I asked my daughter, who had known Tony's younger brothers in college, Tristan, do you know how to track any of the Hughes down? I really want to find Tony. And she gave me his Facebook address, and I sent him a note and sent him an email and called and left a message on his phone, and I said to him, Tony, I'm not trying to stalk you, but I got to talk to you about prepaid legal. And as soon as he told me, well, I'd love to talk to you, but I'm out here in the DR right now. I'm 20 minutes away from getting a massage with my wife. I'll call you as soon as I get back on the mainland. And, of course, that was the right answer for me. When he landed wheels down, he gave me a call. And, by the way, just so everybody knows, in the course of that, my daughter also knows Mr. David Hughes well, and I ended up talking to David on the phone, and he was so kind as to send me a DVD, the magazine, some excellent instructional information from Jeff Olson. He just loaded me up. Well, I was packing through that stuff before Tony actually got back to me. When Tony called, we set the schedule for him to come and visit me in Las Vegas and see if we couldn't get it launched. And I told him, look, I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't know how it works. I've never really done network marketing before, but this is what I'm asking you, Tony. If you can please just teach me how to do it, I will do what you tell me. Keep me between the guardrails. Slap me around a little if you have to. I just want to do it the right way. I'm not looking to reinvent anything. Please help me. And he said, Lane, we can help you. We've got a system. We have tools. We have events. Let me help you, bud. So he came on, and he and I went out doing some crazy meetings. But before we got started, he said to me, now, Lane, you've got to have a why. In fact, if your why doesn't make you cry, it's just not strong enough. And great advice. I've passed on to everybody on our team here. And then he said, you better get after your list. Well, because of Mr. David Hughes suggesting your first year in network marketing by Mr. Yarnell, I'd gotten into that book and seen that when you do a list, you need to have 2,000 names. And I thought, holy smokes, how am I going to do that? But I got after it. And by the time Mr. Hughes got to my home, I was ready to go. I had some people on my list. I'd called, arranged some sit-downs, some in-home meetings. Basically, just said, let's give it a run. Tony, I don't know what's going on, but you show me what's what. And in short order, we were having tremendous success. We saw about 30 people in those first 3 days, and I'd say everybody but one had interest at least in a membership, and more than half of them indicated that becoming an associate was a possibility. We had some momentum going. Unfortunately, I was interrupted by a family wedding that I had to go to, so it kind of slowed me down just a bit. But when I came back, we opened it back up again, and I started signing people up and going crazy with it. Basically just made a decision to just turn my home into a 24-hour-a-day prepaid legal event. And, in fact, one of the other times when Mr. Hughes was back in town, we had a gentleman, Ron Alexander, who just could not fit us in his schedule. And we called him one night when we were coming back from a core training meeting, and this gentleman, Ron Alexander, said, well, look, I don't have any time, but I can't wait till Saturday. Can we just do it right now? And it was midnight, and he came over, and we trained him from midnight to 2:30 in the morning, basically from 6 in the morning to 2 every night. We just did that for all those 12 days, and it wasn't 12 business days, Tony. It was 12 calendar days, and the focus was, look, let's recruit like crazy, and then once we get some people in, let's train people to duplicate exactly what Tony had taught me. And so we brought a few people in, trained them pretty hard, and I'm back to bringing some more people in. It's not that complicated. We all know it. I'm pretty humbled to be on the same call as Darnell Self, and I agree with every single thing he said, and I took a bunch of great notes on that. But it's not that complicated. We excite people. We invite them. We get them to gets exposures. The most recent from us is real complicated. You say, everybody has the right to say no, but this is something I'm very excited about. I want to show it to you, and you push power, and you push play, and you shut up. You let the DVD do the talking. And when you're through with that, you ask some simple questions to find out their interest level. Mr. Hughes taught me that you get them to tell you, 1 to 10, what their interest level is.
Send your message, press 1. To re-record your message, press 2.
That must be somebody else. That's not me. So, anyway, we started doing that, get some third-party confirmation going so that the people are encouraged to go to events, get them to the events, invite them if they're prepared to become part of our team, sign them as associates, and, of course, enroll them for membership, and then here we go again, train them to do exactly what we've done, just the duplication. So I wish that it was something more fancy than that. It's not more fancy than that. That's what it is. I personally have been involved in a great many businesses. I consulted a great many businesses. I'm yet to go to a company that has a chairman CEO that says it's his objective to make more millionaires than any other company's ever made. I've been in a few companies where the objective was to make the top 2 or 3 people millionaires, but I've never been in a company where the objective was, we're going to open that up to everybody. There's no limit on what you can do. I've never been in a company that is positioned for a market revolutionizing the legal industry like we're positioned right now. We, fortunately, when Mr. Hughes was in town the last time, we were able to get involved in the entire Las Vegas market. He was able to do the business briefing, the core training, and then the next evening we were able to go to the provider law firm, and we had 8 or 10 of our people in there seeing what's going on. Whether people realize it or not, you've got three legs in a business. You've got the sales leg, you've got the finance administration leg, and you've got the operations leg. And it's very obvious here that we've outsourced our operations to the best legal firms that we can possibly find, who have an obligation not only to provide excellent legal advice and counsel to the membership, but also to be very courteous about it, to have a high level of customer satisfaction generated from those firms. We're in a very unique position with, you know, slightly more than 2% market penetration, where this could easily go to 10, 20, 30, someday 50%, maybe someday 80% like Europe. As Mr. Stonecipher says, now is the time and this is the place, and we're all very lucky to be involved in it. The last thing I'd like to say is we all get some wonderful opportunities thrown at us from time to time, but I know in my case, I probably could learn most of this stuff over the years just slugging it through myself and making a lot of mistakes, but I am very, very fortunate to have a mentor and mentors who are taking all their collective experience and sharing with me and my team, here's the right way to do it. Pay attention, follow these things, some good coaching, and if people have the desire and will follow the system, they're going to have success. In fact, as Mr. Self said, they're going to have just as much success as they get themselves into believing that they can have. And I include myself in that group, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be part of this team. I'm greatly flattered to be on the call. And one of my greatest things that has happened, it's had nothing to do with my own group, is every once in a while, Mr. Hughes will stick somebody on me and say, call this guy and ask him what he's doing. And somebody I don't even know will call me, and we'll give it a good shot and see what we can come up with. So anyway, that's my experience, and I appreciate the chance to be on the call. Thank you so much.
Hey, Lance, this is Ken Moore. We are so excited to have you on the call. You certainly have the excitement. You have the enthusiasm. You certainly have a good mentor there. Anything we can do from this end, whether it's Jeremy, Randy, or myself, we're very happy to. Welcome to the team. Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, and I guarantee I'll be taking you up on that, Mr. Moore.
Sounds great to me.
Thank you.
Randy? Did we lose Randy?
Here I am.
Okay.
Mr. Vance, again, congratulations on making director in 12 days. My question to you is, when will you be executive director?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think it's a very interesting thing about the business. We don't tell people the first day, hey, look, the good life doesn't happen until you have 150 people in your organization. We don't do that. We say, sign up as a fast start member on our team, an associate on our team. Now go find one other person to be a fast start associate. You are now a senior associate. Now find a couple others and get one of them to do the same thing. You are now a manager. Now build three manager legs under you, and you are a director. And that's kind of organizational building is what I'd call it. And then the executive director level, that's a new thing. That's where someone like Mr. Hughes looks me in the eye and goes, okay, bud, we're going to cut your workout for you. It's going to be 75 memberships, and it has to be in these legs in this fashion and so forth. And he and I had that discussion about on my fourth day when it was clear. I was just a couple slots short on becoming a director after four business days. And he said, here's what we got to look at next. And I started looking at it, and I thought, there's no way I can do this if we don't duplicate. We got to get the people on my team bringing people in. And sure enough, we got that rolling. And at that point in time, Mr. Hughes and I looked at each other, and I said, I'm willing to accept the challenge. Let's knock this thing out. Let's go for the month of August. Go to executive director. Mr. Hughes gave me the challenge to do that, to be there, to be able to attend the dinner in Las Vegas. Fortunately, I was able to make my air travel since I live just a few miles away from the MGM Grand. And I'm planning on being there. I'm going to go crazy on it. And fortunately, with the blessings of God, I'm going to get there. So thanks for letting me announce that to the world.
Well, I knew what your goals were, and you've been mentored well. And we really look forward to seeing you walk the stage in Las Vegas. We'll be hooting and hollering for you. How's that?
Thank you so much, and I'll just be rejoicing while you do it.
All right. Well, we're excited. We're
very appreciate
excited.
It.
You got an extra $500 bonus just for making directors, right?
I haven't even told them about that, Randy.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'll leave that up to you. Tony? Did you have anything else you'd like to
say
to you?
He doesn't even know about that yet, I don't think. I might have told him. I can't remember. But, yeah, you'll have $500 here hitting your bank account, Wayne, probably tonight or the next day. But, anyway, he's just an inspiration. He's great. He was the top recruiter in the entire company just a week and a half ago, the week before last. And I'm sure we'll see many more of those weeks with him being top recruiter. Actually, he and I are going to Utah this next week. We're going to spend about 5 or 6 days just absolutely burning, running and gunning and recruiting everybody that we can. We're going to build a massive organization in the state of Utah again and get that state rocking and rolling. So just excited. I love my brother Lane. He's a great friend, and I just can't wait till he hits executive director. I know it's going to be just a big blessing for the entire organization. So thanks again, Lane. You did a great job. Thank you, Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Randy Moore, for having Mr. Vance on the call.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Great job, and we're excited to have someone like Lane on the call and also to be on the team. So, again, congratulations, and Tony, you're doing a wonderful job. All right, with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Kenmore.
Randy, I think it's pretty well all been said. Absolutely everything was great tonight, from Darnell to Hayden Marshall to Lance and Tony and Nivette. We just had two great calls tonight. I mean, they've absolutely been fantastic. So I guess we just have to end it as always. Folks, just keep on keeping with God, keeping with your family, and then put prepaid third, and we'll all make it just fine. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.